Idea Man.
You've said that you're not a double glove guy, and you know there's been some discrepancy whether or not that's the case.
Innovator.
Good friend and teammate Greg Magic sends me a picture of you double gloving playing pickleball.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
So you're telling me you did not play one point of pickleball double gloving?
I did not. Not two gloves, not
all
one.
All right, well, that helps me restore my faith in the pickleball community a little bit, because I was convinced, you know, that you're out there rocking because your hands are so delicate that you needed to glove up playing pickleball.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, can I ask your advice as we proceed with the program on this Monday morning?
Yeah, there's actually nothing I enjoy more than giving out free advice.
Okay, well, and, you know, being a broadcaster yourself, you and Wildy figure out what you're going to talk about on your show, and it has to be some combination of that which you believe folks listening will be interested in, but also that which you are passionate about, right? So you try to balance that.
Yes, and I think one of the things that's always tricky, and you do 3 or 4 hours, I don't even know how many hours a day you're doing this now, and one of the things is I know that people come to listen to us to talk about the Green Bay Packers, and on a much lesser extent, the Brewers and the Bucks, because obviously I played and Jason did this. But the interesting part is people will say they don't want us to get into daily life stuff and all the, but that's always what draws and gets the best reaction. So what's nice about now in today's era with Twitter and Facebook and talk and text lines, you know when something's good, you know when people are interested, and balancing that out is always something that Jason and I try to figure out.
Okay, so I would like to, because it is a passion of mine, and I feel like Pancake, who produces the program, and Michelle's in for Eric today, are maybe like holding back from telling me not to do this, but I would like to read the Declaration of Independence today. I'm out the rest of the week. We have Independence Day coming up. It is my favorite of the founding documents, and I feel like people don't spend enough time investing in what that day, that moment is about, and I would like to read the Declaration today. What do you think?
I think it's, listen, the one thing I've always learned, when it's someone's show, you let them do what they want to do, and then you can push back and say, you can read this, and then when we're done, Michelle and I can sit there and say, well, Vinny, that stunk.
Boy,
but
that's
the beautiful part about it. I don't think anybody is going to say reading the Declaration of it, like learning about that, is always a good thing. So, yeah, go ahead. Shoot away.
All right. There you go.
How
what do you think, Michelle?
Cliff's Notes, maybe?
All right, maybe an abridged version?
Yeah, maybe summarize it in a fun and relevant and, using some slang like the kids use today. Maybe throw a sleigh in there.
Sure. All right,
we could
update it, Tausch.
I actually think you should mix and match what Michelle is saying, and then also go back to yesteryear and use like the when the person walks through the town square, what is that guy called?
Where you're ringing
the bell? There you go. So mix and match a little bit of both. You use the current slang with some of the old folklore, and that could be something.
Okay, we're doing this. It's going to come up in the 8 o'clock hour. Got to ask you about the thing at UW over the weekend. Greg, do you have a cut from that? Tausch, what are we listening to here?
I think this is Squat Fest, but with all the festivals and parades and things that go on down by the Capitol, I'm not sure. I believe that Squat Fest, we did our show live from there. And it's an intense deal. People's faces are painted up and sweat and blood, and people come out. It was kind of the end of their first part of their workouts before they get a little break. And then, you know, football season's coming, people. I don't know if everybody's fired up as fired up as I am about it, but it's coming. There's only 10 Sundays left before there's football.
Oh.
10.
That's phenomenal.
How good is that?
Did you participate in Squat Fest? I mean, you could tell me, I don't even know
Vince, what do you think? You think I'm sitting there putting 415 on my back and with a bulky left knee that I'm having a hard time playing pickleball with, but I'm going to go in and squat with Hunter Waller and all the boys that are 18 to 22? Does that sound like a good idea? I'd be living with you at Orthopedic Associates if I did that. That's what would be happening.
My knee's so jagged up right now, I can't even squat with no weight. I'm right there with you, my friend. And I don't even have an NFL career to hang my hat on. Thanks, dude. I'll talk to you soon.
See ya. You bet.